Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1761, why a fixed rate mortgage is the best choice, and to do more, do less, both by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why a fixed rate mortgage is the best choice by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. When you buy a home, you'll learn that there are two kinds of mortgages, fixed rate and adjustable rate. What's the difference? A fixed rate mortgage gives you an interest rate that never changes. An adjustable rate mortgage gives you a volatile interest rate. In times of slow economic growth and low inflation, the interest rate will be low. In times of high economic growth and inflation, the interest rate will rise. Why do some people like adjustable rate mortgages? Advocates of adjustable rate mortgages argue that these give you a shot at getting lower rates than you can ever get with a fixed rate. In late 2010, when the average fixed rate mortgage was 4.5%, I overheard a guy sitting at the table next to me at a sushi restaurant bragging to his dinner companions about his brand new adjustable rate 3.25% mortgage. It's true that he's getting a lower rate than those with fixed rate mortgages, for now. You can't predict the future. But what's going to happen in 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years? When interest rates rise and this guy's 3.25% rises to a whopping 6 or 7%. Advocates for adjustable rate mortgages argue 2 points. Number one, you never know which type of mortgage will end up being cheaper in the end. Why not keep open the possibility of a cheaper mortgage? Of course, that swings both ways. An adjustable rate mortgage might be cheaper or more expensive down the road. There's no way to know. Why take on the added risk and uncertainty? And number two, paying 7% in 10 years when you owe less on your mortgage is better than paying 4.5% now when you carry the heaviest loan on your mortgage. In other words, it's better to owe a low interest rate on a big debt and a high interest rate on a small debt. Right. Sounds good in theory, except for one pesky little point. Don't assume that 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years down the road, when mortgage rates rise, you'll be able to handle the extra payments. Let's say you're paying $700 a month on your mortgage right now. 4 years later, you and your spouse accidentally get pregnant with twins. Congratulations. Looks like one of you will become a stay-at-home parent. The following year, your brother gets sick. You take 2 months unpaid leave to care for him. Then your furnace breaks down, your engine explodes, a storm blows a heavy tree onto your roof. Gas prices have climbed to $6.50 a gallon. You need eyeglasses, and guess what? Your mortgage has skyrocketed to $1,200 per month. Can you afford it? More importantly, can you say with absolute certainty that you are so sure you'll be able to afford any mortgage bill, no matter how high it climbs, at any time over the next 30 years? If it gets too high, I'll refinance, you retort. In other words, you'll put your family's fate in the hands of a mortgage underwriter. Nice plan, dude. What makes you so sure that you can refinance? What if you accidentally miss a bill and your credit gets dinged? What if banks institute even tougher lending policies? What then? Are you willing to take this incredible gamble, knowing that if you lose this gamble, you'll lose your home? To Do More, Do Less by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. Welcome to the new year. It's been quiet around Afford Anything through the holiday season, but don't worry, I've got big plans for this site. Which leads me to a topic I've been wanting to chat about for a while. There are more worthy goals and worthwhile pursuits than we could ever accomplish in one lifetime. There are careers to advance, wealth to build, bodies to carve, causes to support, friendships to maintain, and businesses to launch. Your head will explode if you attempt at all. How can you choose? I've long been a fan of the top four method. Step one, list four and only four aspects of your life that you value. Health, finances, family, and career, for example, might be your top four. Spiritual growth, education, and developing a talent, such as music or art, are also good contenders. No matter what aspects of life you choose, limit it to four. Step two, brainstorm your ideal self in each aspect. Your ideal healthy self, for example, might have a flat stomach, low blood pressure, and the strength to lift 100 pounds. Your ideal financial self might have a six-figure income and a net worth of $1 million. Spend 1 minute brainstorming in each category and let your thoughts free flow. Step three, pick one goal for each aspect. Choose the single most important thing you want to achieve from each of the four lists. Example, six-figure income, flat stomach, and stronger relationships within your industry. And step four, pick the right metric. This is critical. Most goals derail because of motivation, and zeroing in on the wrong metric is a massive demotivator. If you want a flat stomach, body fat is a better metric than weight, since weight could come from either muscle or fat. If you want a six-figure income, focus on your hourly, daily, or weekly pay rate, not your fluctuating stock and home value. Boom, the top four method in four steps. I've been practicing this for a few years and have found far more success with it than I did when I made lists without a strategy or focus. Why limit it to four? Because humans have limited mental bandwidth. We're most productive when we're focusing on less. What's the hardest part? Focusing on less. It's tempting to get sidelined by our other pursuits. No one likes the thought of a hot opportunity slipping through their fingers. So people will pursue a six-figure income for a month or two, working extra hard in the evenings and weekends as a freelancer or consultant, in addition to negotiating higher pay at their job. They'll bring in $8,000 or $9,000 for a few months. Then they'll start wondering what to do with all that money. Am I missing the chance to capture the economy's rebound, they'll wonder? They'll get distracted by picking stocks or chasing high-interest CDs, moving their money from one bank to the next. Within that distraction, their income will begin to slide. If you want to make money, make money. If you want to learn to become an investing maverick, list it in your top four. But don't let too many ambitions pile up. Scope creep is insidious, and it derails the best laid plans. You just listened to the post titled, Why a Fixed Rate Mortgage is the Best Choice, and To Do More, Do Less, both by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I very much appreciate the words of caution Paula expresses here on adjustable rate mortgages. While I have a fixed rate mortgage, I did take out a HELOC when I was buying my house to help me with the down payment so I could avoid PMI insurance. And I stupidly didn't realize that most home equity lines of credit have variable interest rates. In the end, I ended up paying $200 in interest over 6 months for the peace of mind of borrowing $15,000. It worked out for me in the short run, but I was shocked to see that in that six-month period back in 2018, my interest rate went up three freaking times. And that resulted in the interest rate being almost a whole percentage point higher than I thought I was signing up for. Boy, am I glad I paid that off quickly. And switching gears to the second article here, I love how timely this is with the new year, which is typically a great time to do some goal setting. I tend to be overly ambitious to a fault, so I limit myself to 6 yearly overarching goals. And then I break those down into quarterly targets that I track on an obnoxious goal wall in my office. I like to have 2 health and fitness goals, 2 personal development goals, and 2 business or finance goals. Remember, goals are great for charting your course, but I found the need to be flexible as opportunities present themselves along the way or circumstances change. For example, one of my goals last year was to take a Seth Godin workshop. They are typically very pricey, and as a fairly frugal person, I had a bit of sticker shock. I signed up for the mailing list and saw that they had a workshop being offered for less than $100, so I thought it was a good way to test the waters before fully committing to the more expensive option. Turned out, I hated this workshop and actually left early. This experience made me not want to pursue the more expensive options. But I'm still giving myself credit for this goal because I explored it in some capacity. So by all means, set goals, chart your course, and give yourself some direction, but don't be overly rigid about it. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.